Views and opinions expressed on the following program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of the staff or management of KLAV.
This is Gambling with an Edge with Bob Dancer and Frank Nealon. Frank is the author of The Secret World of Video Poker Progressives, available at his website, ProgressiveVP.com, and is a former manager of the largest Las Vegas progressive slot team and has over 20 years of gambling experience. Bob Dancer is the best-known video poker player and writer in the country today, with more books than we can mention. Bob's won more than $1 million during a six-month period and has taught video poker at several casinos. To check out Bob's products, visit BobDancer.com. So if you're a Vegas local or are planning a trip here, this is one show you don't want to miss, because we'll be teaching you how to gamble with an edge. Now, here's Bob and Frank.
Hello, and welcome to Catch Up Week. Now, you might think that we couldn't get a big guest for this week, but that's not it at all. What we really wanted to do was to catch up on all your great listener questions, because after all, our listeners are the most important thing to us. Without you, we wouldn't have a show. You're the wind beneath our wings. You complete us.
Frank, you're laying it on a bit thick, don't you think?
Well, alternatively, I would have to let them know that I actually like sitting in a room with you for an hour a week.
Well, you've been coming to my classes, so it's more like 5 hours every week.
Well, that's different. Your classes, it's a bigger room, first off.
Well, go square dancing at the same place. That's more.
All right. Yeah, you got me there. Your classes, though, actually this week was very good, because it was a refresher for me. And
It was NSU Deuces?
NSU Deuces, which I did the strategy for by hand prior to there being any computer programs that could calculate it.
Impressive accomplishment.
Well, yes, an impressive waste of my time, because VP exact came out like 2 weeks later. But anyway.
But I didn't have a strategy.
I haven't studied it in 17 years. Have not practiced it on a computer. Haven't looked at a strategy card. Nothing. And I really wanted to know if it was still solid in my mind. And I think that's really a big point for some people, right? If they learn something, they don't ever bother restudying it.
I need to study more frequently than once every 17 years.
Well, you know, I took the tests, your basic and advanced tests, when I walked in, and I got 100% on both. But one of those questions was an either-or.
Uh-huh.
And remember two cards to the straight flush, 5-6 or 8-10 with a deuce?
Uh-huh.
And I just picked, because I thought they were even value, and it turned out they weren't.
And actually, about that one in particular, it's in the brain stretcher part of the class where most of the people have no clue as to what it is. And so people didn't know why a certain thing happened. And so I call on Frank to give the explanation. And he did, which was an accurate explanation and totally different from the way I explain it. And then I explained it my way. And then I asked the class who found his way more educational, and about a third, fourth of people raise their hands. So that actually is good news for you tonight, because tonight we're going to be answering questions, and Frank and I look at the world differently, and he's crazy, of course. And so, but as someone who's, if the audience are listening, interested in video poker, you're going to get two different points of view, and it should be interesting.
My point of view, by the way, happens to be looking over my shoulder upside down into a mirror.
That would be a good point of view.
Yes. Yeah, you get used to it after a while. Anyway, we have all these questions to answer. I wanted to just briefly touch on an addition. We did a window cleaning segment about attentional bias or informational bias.
Uh-huh.
And remember the guest we had on last week, Dr. McCown?
I do.
There was a piece in his book where he actually talked about that very same bias as it applies to psychologists. Turns out that there is a big argument in the world of psychology between clinical experience and empirical knowledge. And I think this really sums up the mistake that a lot of video poker players make in you know, taking to heart their own life experience. It's very clear in the book that in the psychology and science profession, a lifetime of personal experience is not enough of a sample to mean anything.
I agree. This is like if people say, I haven't hit a royal for 3 months, the casinos must be tightening the machines.
Mm-hmm.
And that, of course, they may be. But with a given pay schedule, it's just like, it's just really way too small of a sample to make that.
Apparently, though, doctors in particular are susceptible to this cognitive bias towards, you know, using your own life experience over, for instance, scientific results that have been done in studies of thousands and thousands of people. And people will tend to side with what they've experienced in their own life. And for some things, that might be a good idea, but it, you know, it turns out it's really not. And it's really frowned upon, especially in the psychology field now, because of a misprescription of drugs and things like that, where doctors prescribe something, it worked for one person, and then they figured they just keep trying it.
Oh, so, you mean if it works for one person, that doesn't mean it works for everybody?
No, actually not.
Oh,
no.
Good.
Yeah, just like those folks that walk in and hit megabucks on their first pull. Doesn't mean they're going to keep doing it. So, anyway, that does tie in with a few of our listener questions. You want to get right to those?
Yeah, why don't you?
Okay. You want me to read the first one, or you want to go?
Well, I'll read one and let you answer it.
Oh, okay.
It says, folks would like to know what video poker games are best to learn and why. What are the hardest to learn and why? Larry says, best, keep up the good work, love the show. You go first.
Okay. Well, we actually just mentioned this one on air a couple weeks ago, and we didn't get to fully answer it. I am of the viewpoint, and of course, again, this is biased because of my own life, that the most advantageous games to learn are the ones that no one else will. If you can find something that you can do that no one else can do, you're going to have less competition, and you're going to get more benefit from it. Plus, casinos, I think, tend to keep the harder-to-play games over the easier-to-play games because the errors that people make on them are much higher. I remember in the days of two-pair or better Joker, the average return that they were getting, and these were 102% return machines, and they were returning for the casino between 93 and 94%.
It was a tough game, still is.
Yeah, so the average person walking in, sitting down, not knowing the strategy, was making 8% errors. Now, conversely, same person sitting down on a Jack's or better machine, not knowing strategy and just randomly playing, was only making about 3% errors.
And probably less than that now. Probably 1.5% errors simply because we've been writing and talking and stuff about Jack's or better for a long time.
So I think it's so to answer your question, to answer this question, for me, I would find the hardest game with the most complicated strategy and really hunker down and devote my energy to playing it well, because I know that if I can do it, not that many other people are going to do it, and I'm going to be, you know, alone in a room rather than fighting it out for, you know, machines. But anyway, that's my opinion.
Okay, and I have a very different point of view. One, it has to do with I can't answer the question until I know more about who's asking it. Are they playing in Vegas? Are they playing in Indianapolis? Are they a nickel player? Are they a quarter player? Are they a dollar player? Are they $5 players? You know, and if they do play in Vegas, what casinos do they play at? Are they so I would need to know these things. Now, insofar as Frank's question, only a few people can learn the Joker Wild games, for example. And unless the particular person who's interested in learning knows what he's is smart enough to do it, telling him to learn Joker Wild is a waste. Probably 1 in 20 people have the potential to learn Joker Wild well. And going for that as a first bet isn't good.
Yeah, but I'm saying be that 1 in 20. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, well, yeah. Pick your parents well. So pick really smart parents is a good strategy.
Well, environmental, you know, now we're arguing nature over nurture, right? Okay. All right, let's get. I'm dying to answer this question.
All right.
Munro from AOL wrote, "I have found that with double bonus, certain plays just don't work for me, like holding a jack high inside straight rather than holding the jack itself, and a few other small errors. It seems that I would have to play 7 days a week for weeks on end holding a jack high inside straight over the jack for that piece of DB strategy to work, so I don't do it. I guess what I'm asking is a discussion of short-term versus long-term." You want to go first on this, Bob? Be kind.
I don't know if I can be kind. If he's assuming we're talking about 10-7 double bonus, played for dollars, you know, five coins at a time, the size of this air depends on exactly which of the cards, other cards are in their hand, whether there's a straight flush penalty, etc. But it could be up to 25 cents, which is 5% of the value of the hand, of the, you know, $5 hand. This is not small air. A small air is a half a cent. This is 25 cents, 50 times as large. This is somewhere between huge and gigantic. And he claims this is one of several hands that he can't do. Now, I don't know what he means by plays not working for him. But if you really care about winning, you got to get over this disease. The video poker is not a game where you can pick and choose what hands you like to play. Now, double bonus holds flush kickers. He may not like that. It holds inside straights with one high. He may not like it. If he really doesn't like it, don't play the game. But if he insists on playing double bonus and wants to play this way, then I want to invite him to play at the casinos that I play at. Because casinos need
losers.
And they need people who are willing to come in and play badly and lose money so that when I win, the casino can still make money. So
Bob,
this is...
I said be nice.
All right.
All right.
I'm done.
Okay, here's how I see it. And, of course, my answer
was it clear I wasn't in favor of his idea at all? Did I hide that?
It was clear. But we need to be clear about why we're not in favor of it. He's asking a question. You know, this is something that I don't like to do. And you know, could we discuss short-term versus long-term? First of all, there really isn't – I mean, at least not in my experience, there is no short-term and long-term. There's the best draw. When you get dealt five cards, there's going to be a best hand. And this is math. So it's almost as though the argument he's making is he's in the final, you know, final test of a year of school and saying to his teacher, look, I see this question, you know, it says what is 2 + 2, you know, equal? And I just don't really want to answer 4, but it's the last test of the year. So I'm going to only, because I'm not going to do it a lot, I'm going to answer 5. And okay, great, the teachers as well. You're only going to get one test question wrong because it is the last test of the year, but it's still wrong. You cannot, and I want to be very clear about this, you cannot morph, transmute in any way an incorrect draw into a correct draw by doing it a little bit. Whether you do it a little or whether you do it a lot, it's still not as good. So really the question here is, do you believe in math? And what I would advise for this player is not to, you know, take issue with anything that you said, but to just go and sit down and do the card math and see which draw is better. If you see it on paper and do it yourself with a calculator, a pencil, and a piece of paper, it's really, really hard to dispute it. And it gives you a level of confidence and understanding where you see it. And it's really, really different from just going to a video poker program and having it pump out the answer, and then going with that. You know what I'm saying, Bob?
I do. Although doing it with pencil and paper is beyond the scope of most of players, but looking at it on the computer, especially video poker for winners, I'm rather partial to that one.
It's a great program, but if you didn't do it yourself, it's just the same thing in life. I mean, you always appreciate the things you had to work for more. And I think for a player like this that's questioning the math, because that's really what he's doing. He's questioning the math. Do the math. See it for yourself. Anyway, that's my advice on that one. Do we want to take this quick guest, or has our guest called? No.
All right, let's do it. Let's talk about South Point a little bit.
You want to do a commercial before we go on? Okay.
I do. The South Point is home to more than 10,000 games paying more than 99%. No other casino anywhere in the world has this many decent games. In last week's show, I said machines rather than games. And the difference is one machine can have dozens or two dozen different games on it that have returning more than 99%. Someone on VP Free took me to task because the whole casino has less than 2,500 games, and I did misspeak. But they do have, or the whole casino has less than 2,500 machines. It has to, the distinction, though, is they have more games, physical games you can play of more than 99%. This week's free video poker class is Bonus Deuces Wild, 1 o'clock Tuesday in the showroom. This is a crossover between regular Deuces Wild and Bonus Poker. In Bonus Poker, you get extra for 4, 2s, 3s, and 4s. And in Bonus Deuces, you get extra for 5, 3, 4s, and 5s. And even more extra for 5 aces. So all this extra you get on the 5 of a kind, it takes away from... you pay for it by you only getting half as much for straights as you usually do. So you're not going to be holding inside straights or even open-ended straights. So that is... that's the South Point. At the Silverton... this month's promotion is called Pots of Gold, which is an Irish theme drawing that happens every Saturday, with a final last chance drawing on Thursday, March 31st. I expect all of you to miss that because I'm going to be doing the show and can't be there, so you shouldn't be there either. They, the top prize at each of the 10 winners has up to $25,000. Minimum of 5,000, up to 25. There's 10 winners total. Last week I was called, and I got one of the lowest prizes. I got the lowest prize, which is $500, which is disappointing when you get up there. But of course, it's a whole lot better to get the 500 than it is to not get called at all. Now every week they have a different pot to give away. Last week was a skillet. This week it's a large two-handled pot.
We have 7 sets now at home.
You can get it's 500 points in a day, and so you can get a different pot every day. So you do your 500 points, and so you go up there and say, "I want some weed or some pot," and they'll give you a pot.
They're very nice pots, by the way.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
So so if you missed one, then next Tuesday through Thursday you can get any of the pots on the list. They also have numerous bingo promotions in March, so if that's your game, it is not mine. But one of the ways you can get an advantage at bingo is with the cash ball.
And playing in foul weather.
Playing in foul weather is good. Or eating a lot of corned beef and cabbage just before you show up, and that'll clear the room pretty good. So, and on the website, they give the cash ball numbers. So if you have a key number that it has to be over 2,000 or so. I just made that up. I'm not sure that's a critical number. This way you can go and invest when the cash ball is high at Silverton.
I've actually done some bingo in my time. I can control it, though.
Oh, good. I actually did bingo a lot when I was trying to recycle old station points.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
And
that was
so
a good deal.
That was a good deal, and then we'd get these Teds where you put $200 or $300 on them, and the locals who would come in and be playing $12 or something, and I'd get called 3 or 4 times, and they'd get really pissed. So the casino took action.
I see our line blinking. I think we have our guest on. Were you done with those commercials? Or did you have
something
more?
I hope that's Chris
All right,
Corona.
Before we put him on, okay. I just had something to say. We will be doing a giveaway tonight for Palms comedy tickets. And we're going to be doing that every single week. The Palms has very, very nicely decided to give us tickets every single week. So if you guys have a phone, you know, get it handy. We're going to do this after the interview. All right. Should we put them on?
Well, Chris Corona is a casino host of a different sort. He's been hosting for 17 years. He was my host at the Venetian about 15 years ago and later on at Caesars. And he's been at a few other places. And for the last 3 or 4 years, he's been an independent host. So now he can put you into lots of different places rather than just one. So we asked Chris on to talk about what makes an independent host. Why would somebody want an independent host instead of one who works just for one casino? Chris Corona. Welcome to Gambling with an Edge.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So, Chris, assume our listeners know basically what a host does. And so if I were going to the Palms, I would know, and I wanted to talk to a host at the Palms, I would have a good idea that he could give me a room, meals, show tickets, blah, blah, blah. How is an independent host who can put you in lots and lots of different casinos different?
And you should know that in the teams, we always called them composts.
Compost.
Yes.
Basically, you know, like you said, I was on the Strip for many years as a casino host, and I went independent to offer my clients a broader gambling experience. You know, I've worked really hard to get licensed all over the world. So I'm able to not just take care of them in the Las Vegas market. And, you know, a lot of them have a host. I have a host at Bellagio, and I'm happy with them. I'm like, great. But if you want a different experience, you want to go to New Orleans, you want to go to Atlantis, you want to go to Quebec, Montreal, you want to go to Aruba, then give me a call.
Aruba!
I can take care of you anywhere. And that's what I worked hard at doing, you know, and we have a couple reps that work for me, and we travel around the world creating experiences with these people, and they love it, and I love it, you know, so.
Are there minimum standards for players? How big of a player do you have to be in order for you to be interested in them?
Basically, what we look for, because we want to take care of everybody, of course, but basically, in a gambling perspective, we actually have to have a person that has a $10,000 bankroll. So win or lose, this is what they're bringing to play with.
A $10,000 bankroll?
Yeah.
So this is a $10,000 week bankroll for the weekend?
Yeah, for the weekend or 3 or 4 days. Or, you know, even on a cruise, that would work. For a seven-day cruise, I can comp a cruise if you have $10,000 to gamble with, win or lose. And that's not counting, like, when you get off and you spend money here and there. This is just gambling money, you know, that's what they bring to gamble with.
That's a funny coincidence, because that was how much money I saved up to start gambling like 20 years ago independently. And actually, at the time I was playing for high quarter flushes. But $10,000 was what I waited for before I ever put my own coin in a machine that was my own money.
Well, very good. So if somebody thought that they wanted to get a hold of you, how would they do that, Chris?
They would go to my website, for one, which is www.coronacasinomarketing.com. Or they can call locally here. It's a 702-360-3117. And I can give them a lot more information exactly on which properties that it represents. And on the website, they can see everything there also.
But. And I'm going to go ahead and put links to your site and your phone number on our website, on our show archive page.
Okay.
So anyone listening, if you forget what he just said, just go to the old familiar progressivevp.com and look for the radio show page, and you're going to see a link for our March 24th show. It'll be in there.
Yeah. And we do, on our website also, we have a list of events we do. I do group outings. Like, we'll go on a cruise, or I'm taking, like for instance, in June, I'm taking a group to Montreal, Quebec, and I bought a block of tickets for Sade. So we're going to go see Sade in concert. We're going to have a group dinner. And they have a great, great casino there, and we're going to have some fun and just enjoy something different besides the same old Las Vegas, the same Bellagio that you go to all the time. I like bringing people in to experience different places. So
that sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, that's great. There's no better job in the world than what I have.
You have to go on all these cruises, too.
Yeah, I know. It's tough, huh?
Ah. I took a 40-day cruise once.
What?
Yeah, on a ship called the Frederico Se. We left from Genoa and landed in San Diego and went all around the Cape and the Horn and all that and stuff. It was great.
Wow.
Thank you, Chris.
You guys, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
All righty.
All right, and there'll be links on the site for everyone if you want to find them. Independent host, get your own. Order now while supplies last.
Have a good night, guys.
Thanks a lot, Chris.
You know, what I think is of composts, slot hosts, my ex-wife had her best friend was an executive host, and she was telling us the stories of the things that were required of her. And I won't mention the casino she was working at, but after hearing her stories, I wrote a little comedy skit where basically this girl goes in for a job application and says, yes, I'd like to apply for executive slot host job. And the woman behind the counter hands her this book. It's like, you know, enormous, like a size of an encyclopedia. She says, well, read this first. It's your job description. And she looks at it, says, this is for male slot hosts. And she says, oh, right, you are. So he hands it back, and then he gives her one that's twice the size, right, for female slot hosts.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, we were going to do that as a comedy skit. All right. So moving right along.
So we want to do some more commercials and then get to questions, or are we going to do questions?
Why don't we give away those tickets? Are people buy their phones? All right, let's give out the numbers.
The numbers?
Now, well, let me tell who this is for. This is going to be for Dom Herrera, who has had just a ridiculously successful career. He's been on, I'm looking at this list here, I couldn't read this in 5 minutes. Tonight Show, Late Night with Conan, Daily Show, Jon Stewart, The View, Oprah, Comedy Central Presents, and on and on and on. He's a major, major comedy guy. He's going to be appearing on, these tickets are going to be for Saturday, April 2nd at 7:30 p.m. So if that sounds like something you folks want to do, call in. Here are the numbers. If you're local, it's 702-731-1230. And we have to be quick about this. We're just going to take the first caller. 702-731-1230, like the radio station number. If you are out of town and are going to be here for those dates, it's 1-866-820. Oh, we got callers. And you want to put them on the air?
What caller am I?
You're caller number one, which is what we're doing tonight, because we have tons of listener questions. Oh, my God, the lights are going crazy. So you won. And I'm sorry if anyone else is listening, that's all we're going to do. But we're going to be giving away Palms tickets now every single week, and then we're going to be having additional giveaways. So we're going to be upping the giveaways. And I just lost. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, good. So you stay on the line, and Lawrence is going to talk to you. What's your first name?
Mara.
Mara, congratulations. Do you like comedy?
Yeah.
Good. All right. So stay on the line. Lawrence is going to take your information, and we'll get the tickets to you.
Okay.
And even though we don't have anything more to give away tonight, let me go ahead and give the toll-free number. So some of you who are regular listeners and on a out-of-town basis will at least have that number so you can call in from the start. Next time it's 1-866-820-5528. Put it in your speed dial. Number 7 is a good speed dial number because that's relates to Vegas casinos.
Yes, lucky 7, right?
Very good.
Okay. Oh, and by the way you're going to get those tickets is you're just going to pick them up on the day of the show. So you just need to give us your name and number, and then you pick them up at the Palms on the day of the show. So we streamlined the whole process of giveaways. All righty.
All right. So read another question.
I love this one. Now this I should say this is a secondhand question. So I had dinner with one of the VP Freers the other night, and this comes from from John and his friend in Detroit. I guess he pays at the Greekland Casino, is that right?
Greekland,
yes. His friend in Detroit, and there's aspects of the story which are really great because we want you to do some of this, and then the rest of it we just are mystified by. His friend in Detroit purchased video poker for winners. Good job there, right?
Good start.
Excellent. And a strategy, also from you, one of your strategy books or something.
I like him already.
Yeah, for a 99% return game. Now, for the folks listening, remember that number, 99% return. He studiously practiced until he could play 2 full hours without a single error on the advanced level. Also, good job there, right?
That would put him in the top 2% of the players out there.
Excellent. So everything's great. Now, after going to the casino and playing last year and cycling approximately $4 million of coin in through the game.
Okay.
He lost $40,000 and is now absolutely convinced beyond any shadow of a doubt that the casinos are cheating and it's impossible to beat them.
He lost 1% and he was playing a 99% game.
Yes. And he's furious.
Go figure.
Now, where do we start with this?
Well, you're going to lose 99%. You're going to lose 1%. And it usually isn't going to come out nails on. Usually it's going to be, you're going to be down 80,000 or 20,000 or some such number. It's rare that it is exactly nails on. But this guy lost his predicted 1%.
He lost his predicted 1%, but he's upset about it and convinced that you can't beat casinos. Now,
well, you
to
can't
me,
beat a 99% game.
No, you can't. But apparently somewhere in here he missed the crucial piece of information that it's not just about playing accurately. Now, what this reminds me of is somebody saying, hey, listen, I don't understand what happened. I got nothing but best-grade pharmaceutical heroin. I've been using nothing but clean needles, and I'm addicted to heroin.
Go figure.
Well,
so
see,
this guy should have been using a slot club card, maybe?
He wasn't, yeah. John also said he wasn't using a slot club card and he never played when there were promotions. The point here is, you know, if it's bad, it's still going to be bad. You can't make a 99% return game into a win by simply playing it flawlessly.
That's correct. The best you can do is lose 1%.
Right. And he actually achieved that, which I think is great, but all was as it should be. And, you know, I mean, if he's going to get upset about stuff like this, he should be, you know, really, really mad that the sun rises in the morning. So
There are players who it takes a while to understand you get benefits from slot club and you get benefits from promotions.
But if he was so good at, that's what I don't understand, is if he was so good at studying the strategy and learning the strategy, you would think that it would be a package deal that, but I guess it isn't.
You only get knowledge as quickly as you get it.
So, you know, playing perfectly, great, awesome, but you also got to pick your shots, you know. My favorite expression of my mother was, you know, the arrow that flies straight and true will still miss the target if you've aimed in the wrong place. And that, I think, is what applies here. All right, so we got that question. Now, this is a good one. Do you play on VP machines? How much do you play on VP machines during a session? If you leave a machine, at what point in your play do you decide to leave? If you hit a royal at a machine, do you leave or continue to play that machine? So basically what this person is asking is, when do you know how much to, how, you know, when do you leave? Should you leave after you've hit a jackpot? How long should you play? It's a question about, you know.
Well, it's a question about using the results of the last half hour to determine what you should do in the future. And this makes as much sense as driving down a mountain road and using the image in the rearview mirror to steer with. So if there was a curve in the rearview mirror, that means you turn your wheel now. If it was straight in the rearview mirror, that means you keep going straight. And it's a lousy way to drive, and it's a lousy way to play video poker.
Well, what you're saying is true, but you're being a little harsher, I think, than need be. Because I'll tell you, this is going to surprise you, but I was faced about 2 years ago with this very decision myself. As you might well imagine, playing progressives, there is no decision as to when you play and when you don't play. I mean, I would be sitting at home watching TV or sleeping. I would get a call from the manager, or when I was the manager, I would get a call from one of the scouts to tell me that the Hilton was up. And when it was up, I played. You know, and you played until your relief got there or the jackpot got hit. So absolutely no decision whatsoever as to how long I should
all
be
right,
playing.
That's probably not relevant for the
current. No, it isn't.
Okay.
But that's what I'm trying to tell you. 2 years ago, I started playing a little bit of non-progressives. And I was sitting there and suddenly realized that I had no idea how long I was going to be there for. And I didn't know how to figure it out. You know, there was no progressive. If I hit a royal, I just keep playing. The royal's just another hand. And it perplexed me. It perplexed me to the point where I just got up at that point and went home until I came up with an answer. So what I do now is I usually set a point total or a time limit. If I know that I have 4 hours to spare in the afternoon, I go and I play for 4 hours. Win, lose, or draw, results don't matter to me. Or if I'm trying to play for Mailer, I say to myself, I'm going to play till I get 10,000 points. And I'll tell you what, if I say I'm leaving at 2, at 1:59 and 59 seconds, you're hearing, cash out.
You're leaving a second early, huh? Yeah, it has nothing to do, your results have nothing to do with it. So the machine doesn't really even know that it paid you a royal.
So set a time limit. Set a time limit or a point limit. And if you're playing a progressive, then obviously there is no decision. If it's up, play. If it's down, go home.
I actually found a way to take advantage of that as a player, though.
What?
And then I was playing, and on one game, on a kind of high-stakes game, that you'd run through money and you would need to put in more money. So I would feed $100 bills on the machine on my left to create a ticket for $1,000. And several players came by and looked at that, and they saw, wow, somebody just cashed out on that machine for $1,000, so for sure that's not going to hit again because it just hit for $1,000. And, of course, it was me feeding in the bills. And so if I wanted elbow room, I definitely create a ticket of $1,000 and then cash it out, because you'd be surprised at how many people use that worthless piece of information in order to decide, don't want to sit there.
Well, you know, if you see a machine that has just hit, that clearly tells you one of two things. It's either a hot machine or it's due to run bad. One of the two.
Yeah, and you don't know until a half hour from now. But in a half hour, you know what you'll know what you should have done a half hour ago.
That was a joke, by the way, everyone. Yes. So we don't believe in hot and cold machines. Okay. Somebody at your class this Tuesday wanted to know if I intended to give classes like you. And I thought that was a good question.
Okay.
Basically, only if you die. And I have absolutely no intent to kill you.
Oh, good.
But, you
it
know,
wasn't you that I was worried about. But
it,
okay,
it,
go
it
on.
Wasn't, it wasn't me.
It wasn't you that I was worried about.
You know, you're doing a great job of giving these classes. I was very surprised, actually, that, well, you know, I don't want to make it sound like I was too surprised, but I was very surprised at how good the strategies were and how informative your short classes were. Because I knew we used to spend a month training people in a single strategy. So I was quite surprised. And I just don't see any point in reinventing the wheel. I mean, if you're out there doing this, that's great. Now, I might decide to give some peripheral classes with you on, for instance, like how to figure out the cost of a progressive, right?
Good. We actually are going to have Frank show people how to figure out the cost of the progressive on the last class in the semester. It's called Secrets of a Video Poker Winner. He's going to get 15 minutes to a half hour. Is that how much you need? How long
do you
need?
About that, 15 to 20 minutes. I'd also really, really like to give people a class on what I would like to call math you no longer have to do. And what it would be is to just show them how to do the very, very most basic strategy comparisons. Not because they need to do this, but because it's great to see how it's done. And just like we were talking in an earlier question, you know, you should know this math for yourself. And plus, think how much more they're going to appreciate a program like yours when they know how complicated it was to write it. So I'd like to do that. You know, like a 20-minute class.
Okay.
So Good. Anyway, but no, I have no intention of doing regular video poker classes, only going to Bob's. He's got it covered.
I do for a while, as long as we have casinos who want to have the classes. There's a number of casino managers who would prefer keeping the players barefoot and pregnant and don't want to have classes. And it's not hard to see their point of view. But fortunately, the South Point is more enlightened than that.
All right. Well, moving right along. Did you want to read the next one?
Oh, all right. Which one did you want to consider the next one?
I don't know. Why don't we do four? We're skipping around.
All right. A man named Johnny wants to know if casinos deliberately place lights to make seeing difficult and also to increase your errors. And if the casinos are slow to repair things like bad buttons because it increases their bottom line. I have my answer.
You have your answer?
I do.
My answer is yes and no.
Oh, good. Is that your entire answer?
I should probably elaborate a little bit more, huh?
Well, I don't know. I agree with it. I agree with your answer, but I was going to make mine a little bit longer.
I have directly seen a casino, and I know beyond any shadow of a doubt that they used to do something called break their lockouts. Now, the lockout, this is when you were feeding coins, right?
Uh-huh.
The lockout is the thing that stops it from receiving coins when you put in the maximum number. So let's say you're feeding in $5, right? When you fed in five, it locks out, and now if you drop in a six, it'll go into the coin tray.
Uh-huh. So if the lockout's what you could feed six or seven or eight if you're doing it quickly.
And you get value for five.
Ah, that's...
Now, we would report it. They would come and fix it. We would continue to play the progressive, and while our team was there, they would maintain them. Within 2 hours of us hitting the jackpot and walking out the door, the mechanics would be back in the machine, and it would be broken the following day. I did report them to the gaming control board, and it is my understanding that they were fined $500,000 and stopped doing it.
Well, that would encourage them to stop doing it.
That would encourage them to stop doing it. So do I know of casinos that deliberately do stuff to make it harder for you to play and increase your errors? Yes. How common do I think it is?
I think it's pretty rare.
Very, very rare.
Well, I actually think it's rare, but not very, very rare. It is. Some casinos in Vegas intentionally slow down games. And so players, especially games that return a lot that strong players really, really like to play, casinos aren't making a lot of money on these machines, so they slow them down, partly to piss the players off, hoping they will go away.
Wouldn't they make more errors if they were sped up?
Maybe, maybe not. Sometimes the a couple years ago, I was teaching classes at Silverton. At that place, they had a slot director who was no longer there. She was not in favor of the classes, and so she put the special machines for the class right in the noisiest corner of the casino, where you could hear music from three different places, and it was next, and so it was an area that nothing worked, and that's where she would put things. The thing to keep all this is in the, this is ammunition of a slot director, and some of them use it. One of the things, though, is that if they made conditions perfect, so you had slant tops, you had good lighting, you had no smoking, whatever it was for you to make it perfect, presumably your score would go up. You'd make fewer mistakes, your score would be better. The casinos would tighten up the pay schedule. Casinos are committed to making a certain bottom line. So if it is, so if players are doing better because the conditions are better, the casinos are going to tighten up the pay schedule, and you're not going to like that either. So one of the things about being a pro is to be able to survive when the casino is putting a lot of hurdles in front of you. And the casinos are not there to support pros. They, professional players are an affront to casino owners. If you tell a general manager that the slot director is really not making pros welcome, the casino manager would say, he's doing his job.
Yeah, that is a good point. As far as distractions go, I've never really had a problem with this. Matter of fact, I always talk about the video poker math that I do. It might interest you to know that I was almost incapable of doing like strategy math at home in a quiet environment. And where I did a lot of my strategy work was at Cheetah's, at the Topless Bar or Crazy Horse 2. I would go in there, and it was very easy for me to concentrate with loud music and topless dancers going around. Uh-huh. That's not a joke. I'm serious.
Well, I believe you're serious, and I've always had the opinion of those places that you've seen one, you've seen them both. So we have a couple more commercials to do. I want to make sure we get them, and I want to talk about our guest next week. We actually have two guests next week. One is Scott Krause, who checks out promotions, and he writes for Casino. He writes for Las Vegas Advisor and the American Casino Guide. And he's going to tell us about what the best promotions are in Vegas in April. So that's going to be a short guest. The longer guest we have is one of my heroes. His name is Stanford Wong. He has written about a number of gaming situations. Specifically, we're going to be talking about his book called Professional Blackjack. This was a Bible for blackjack players, and the high-low system which he has in there is one of the standard counting systems. So we're going to be talking about Stanford Wong next week. That should be a lengthy interview that I'm really looking forward to.
I really have a love-hate relationship with him because, of course, when VP Exact came out, I was no longer special.
Oh, you're special. You're special. All right, let's talk about Dottie's Gaming and Spirits. Dottie's is a chain of small establishments that include good video poker. The game with the highest return is NSU Deuces Wild, which returns 99.73 when played correctly. They have a lot of other games that are above 99.5%. The best pay schedules are found on dollar and higher machines. Now, one of the promotions at Dottie's has to do with W2Gs. 10% of their W2Gs get a 10% bonus, which is actually, if you're playing high enough for a W2G, it adds, like instead of 4,000 coins for Royal, it's 4,040 is how you figure out what it's worth. So there are a number of players who intentionally avoid W2Gs, but for the most part, these are not dollar and higher players. If you're a dollar and higher player, which is where Dottie's good pay schedules are, you resign to the fact that you're going to get W2Gs, and you hope to get a lot of them. and you know how to deal with it.
More the merrier.
And so there are some games that playing more makes you more likely to get a W2G. If you play $5 at a time on deuces, four deuces pays you $1,000, which is not a W2G. But if you play $6 at a time, which is an option there, then four deuces pays you $1,200, which is, it gives you more value because 10% of the time you're going to get an extra $120. They have a slot club card. The most you can get on that is 0.15%. If you play graveyard or 6 to 12, if you are a senior citizen, and you get monthly mailers. And the best thing for many people is that Kmart has, some Kmarts have Dotties, and these are totally non-smoking. Good, that's Dotties. Another of our sponsors is the Palms. Now, Palms gave us this
show tickets
tonight, and for which we are grateful. This month at the Palms, you get benefit from a lot of different sources. You add a little bit here, a little bit there. There was a coupon book. They have drawings on Friday nights. Last week, I told you don't show up the following night because there's going to be a drawing, and I needed a car because I didn't have a car this year winning.
And I told them to ignore you.
They listened to you more than me. I had a goodly amount of play, and they just plumb forgot to call my name. Can you imagine? Somebody else won the Jetta. Oh, well. They have play, earn, and win promotions on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday there. This month, it's mostly electronic goods, such as a DVD player or MP3. And they also have some movie tickets and a few other things. And we are very grateful for their promotions.
You already have a Mercedes. What do you want a Jetta with?
Oh, taking the car was never an option. I would have taken the a tad under $14,000 of cash.
Oh, it's all about the money with you, isn't it?
Yeah, that's kind of why I gamble.
I'm sorry. All right. I would said that as a bad thing.
All right, well, that's.
Yes. Well, we have
a
choice.
Another question.
Another question, all right. This is coming from Dan Paymer, and he wants to know if randomness is a strictly black or white concept. That is there a gray area between random and non-random? Can one situation or event be more random than another? He also wanted to know if there's a mix of things, like, for instance, on the four-of-a-kind games where then there's a simulated real slot determined by the payoff, is that still random? Or honest. And his definition of honest is that all payoffs and probabilities must be known. So, first off, what do you think? Are there flavors of randomness?
Well, first of all, this is kind of awkward for me because Dan and I are not friends.
No.
And in the past, whenever I've criticized him...
Steve is asking this question.
But
it's
whenever...
It's too late, isn't it?
It is. And so whenever I criticize Dan, then people jump on me, it kind of seeing the big guy picking on the little guy, and this upsets their sense of fairness. So Dan's point appears to be...
He doesn't actually have a point here.
I think he does.
He was responding to when we asked for questions. We said, send us questions. It'll be interesting to answer on the air, and he was trying to give us something that would be interesting for our show.
Well, he seems to think it's either 100% random or 100% or non-random, and I don't think it's so black and white.
You don't?
I don't. There are several tests for randomness. The most common one is the chi-square test, which is short for the Pearson chi-square test, which it tests whether or not particular distribution is close enough to normal or close enough to various other distributions. Now, you can't have... If you're testing, you cannot get to 100% random because you can test 10 million times, but you still are, you might be at 99.99999, et cetera, but you're still not at 100%. So I don't think you can simulate 100% random on a machine. You can get as close as you want. Now, my particular point of view is that if I assume machines are random. Are they close enough to random that I can make a good living playing them? That would be my useful definition of are they random enough. And in video poker in Las Vegas, the answer is overwhelmingly yes. They are, and I do. And so so that was the first part of the question.
And the second question is there a difference between random and honest? And his definition of honest is that you have to know the probabilities. So I guess he would consider, like, for instance, this game where you hit a four and it spins the wheel. He would not see that as honest because even though there might be 20 different spots where the wheel can hit, it's not going to hit the top jackpot, 1 in 20.
Okay. I don't like that definition of honest. If he would have used a word such as playable, personally playable, such as Dan would not personally play this machine if it didn't have this criteria, I would have no problem with it because each of us have a different standards of and different comfortableness of uncertainty. But when he starts talking about honest, then because everybody, if I say something is honest, generally speaking, most people know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
If he's saying it's not honest, but he has a special definition of honest, then
You're looking at a wheel with 20 stops. You can physically look at it, and it's got 20 stops. Yet the top award only comes up 1 in 1,000 times. I can sort of see it from his point of view.
Oh, no, I can see why that would be non-playable by him.
Yes.
I don't think it has to be equally weighted to be honest. I can think you have an honest football game, and you cannot predict how the ball's going to bounce.
Looks like we're down to the 1 minute warning here. One of the things I had actually wanted to talk about tonight, I put it on the website that we were going to, was error type 1s, which strategy errors.
You sure you can handle it in 30 seconds?
Absolutely not. But I can give people a preview of what they're going to tune in for next week.
Uh-huh.
There are some really fancy techniques for actually fixing strategy errors. First off, how to detect them. One way is what I did this week, which is go to refresher class and something I took 17 years ago. You need to know you're making them first off to fix them, but we are going to talk a lot about this. And if anyone's listening now, I mean, strategy errors, this is the most important thing with playing video poker, or one of the most important things. So definitely tune in next week, and we're going to go over that. And it's going to surprise you.
Thanks for being here. We'll see you next week. Email us, gamblingwithanedge@gmail.com.
In the beginning, Charles Fay created slot machines, and gambling was without form, and void, and darkness was upon the face of casinos. And the spirit of Bob and Frank moved upon the face of gambling. And then Frank said, "Let there be light, because I can't see where I'm going, and I think I just stepped in something really disgusting." And behold, there was light in the form of a radio show for gamblers. And players saw that it was good. And Frank called the show Vegas, the good, the bad, the formerly ugly, now surgically enhanced. And Bob called the show Gambling with an Edge. And the evening and the morning of first show. And Bob said, "Let the gamblers under the heavens be gathered unto one place, and let there be a division between those that gamble with an edge and those that have no clue what they are doing." And behold, it came to pass at the evening and the morning, a second show. Thus our show was created, and we became hosts. And Thursday nights at 7 p.m. on KLAV came to be blessed. And on the third through seventh days, we rested. And by rested, we really mean picked up free play, got down on a couple of high progressives, played a promo, square dance, did some Dungeons and Dragons, and other things not suited for biblical verse. Here endeth the lesson. For an archived version of tonight's show, you can visit ProgressiveVP.com and BobDancer.com. The sponsors for the show are the South Point, the Palms, and Silverton Hotel and Casinos, as well as Dottie's and the website, videopoker.com. Thanks for listening,
And tune in next Thursday night at 7 for our next rigidly scheduled period of total spontaneity. Are you tired of dishonest air conditioning and heating companies? Sotelo Air prides itself on honesty and integrity. With over 40 years of experience in the Las Vegas Valley, we service all brands of equipment. Call Sotelo Air at 702-321-1073. We offer senior and military discounts on any repairs. Plus, summer's coming. Better check on that AC now. Call Sotelo Air at 702-321-1073. We want you to be comfortable this summer. Sotelo Air Conditioning and Heating, 702-321-1073.
My name is Jeffrey Burke, and I'm the host of The Staying Healthy Show here on KLAV. The Staying Healthy Show is now on KLAV 10 times per week. 10 times for you to hear the best guest in the industry and learn about the best nutritional products available for your good health. You can hear my show weekday mornings at 8 and a new show again at 5. Both shows are drive time for your listening pleasure. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Charleston and Rancho. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday from 9 to 7 p.m., Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sundays. Wayne Rudolph built his store with three principles in mind: great products and selection, a knowledgeable staff, and memorable service every time you visit his store. Please tune into the Staying Healthy Show 10 times per week here on KLAV. I'm looking forward to chatting with all of you and helping you get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy.
Hey, Las Vegas, this is Charles Showalter, host of the Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio. We're broadcasting Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. on KLAV, 1230 a.m. If you work for a living, you want to listen to this program. We're talking about labor issues, we're talking about family issues, and what you need to know to protect yourself on the job. We're broadcasting Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. on KLAV, 1230 a.m.
A learning disability means you're finished, right? Wrong. Introducing the Never Give Up Show, brought to you by the Never Give Up Foundation, hosted by Matthew Cox. The Never Give Up Show is about letting go of your fears and breaking the shackles and stigma associated with learning disability. And life coach Matt ought to know. He himself was diagnosed with a learning disability. Now he's a motivational speaker with an advanced degree. This is powerful radio. The Never Give Up Show, Tuesday afternoon at 4.
Las Vegans, you say you need affordable legal advice? How about some free advice? Tune in to Law by Barry Wednesdays, 3 to 4 p.m. on KLAV. Just call 731-1230. That's 731-1230. And attorney Barry Levinson will take your questions on legal matters including bankruptcy, loan modifications, personal injury, and more. Remember, tune in to Law by Barry Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on KLAV. And if you want help now, call Barry's office at 836-9696.
My name is Tom Thornton.
And my name is Cindy Thornton. We've been married 38 years. We're retired, and this is how we live united.
We play golf and we travel, but we also decided we were going to give to and volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
I do the nursing at the clinic.
I work the front office, checking in patients, greeting them, making them feel comfortable.
United Way is how we contribute, because we know our time and money are going to the right places. The places that need it most and implement it best.
Judging by the thank yous we get at the clinic, I'd say we're doing the right thing with our retirement, too.
We even get a few bless yous. It's incredible.
We're Tom and Cindy Thornton. We volunteer at our community free health clinic, so we don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
If you would like quality diamonds at exceptional prices, then come to Tom Tutman's Diamond Mine. If you would like sparkling 2-carat Marquise cuts for only $49, then come to Tom Tutman's Diamond Mine. If you would like the personal service you've come to expect from Tom Tutman himself, then do not come to Tom Tutman's Diamond Mine, because Tom Tutman passed away last week at the age of 47, leaving his wife and three children, struck down in his prime by the same disease that got his father, so he won't be around to care for his family. And the sad part is, it all could have been detected early with a simple test. But Tom didn't get it.
Have you gotten the medical tests you need? For a list of tests every man should have, go to ahrq.gov. Once again, that's ahrq.gov. A public service
It's so tasty, too. Tastes like candy. Honest.
You're listening to KLAV Las Vegas.